And so when you were talking to us last time, obviously the fast forward mindset is big. The book is out. You've been speaking. Welcome back to Learning Life with John Toda. My guest today is David Sturman, a good friend and successful entrepreneur who was with us back in January of 2019 when we talked about his plans to move his family from Brooklyn to Barcelona for a year and operate remotely from Europe. David is CEO of Lawline, one of the top continuing legal education providers in the industry. They train hundreds of thousands of lawyers, and millions of CLE credits have been earned through their site. And now we're checking back in with Dave as he's been living and working from abroad during some really interesting times. Dave, welcome back to Learning Life.
Thanks, John. Definitely a different scenario than when we spoke last. So interested to share my updates and just catch up with you.
So I guess the first thing we have to talk about is obviously you recorded with us in January. I think that episode came out sometime in the spring last year. Tell us what's going on because you got over there and you've been in a foreign country. I think maybe you are fluent in Spanish now, but you weren't at the time. And you're living through the COVID-19 pandemic in a different country. How are you guys surviving over there?
So first, let me answer the fluent in Spanish. If you're a kindergartner, I can definitely hold a conversation with you. So I was at zero before, and I hablo español un poco, and I'm doing my best, and I really enjoy it when I can actually, you know, have a conversation and understand. And I'm taking lessons now online, of course, several days a week. It's going really well. So just to give you a sense of time frame, we're on our 56th day of quarantine. And Spain has had the most strict quarantine, or one of the most strict quarantines in the world, where kids actually weren't even allowed to the house until day 50. And we're on day 256 of being in Spain. I know that because I journal every day about what's going on. More than 20% of our time in Spain has been in quarantine. But before that, I'm very grateful because my wife, one of the reasons we came here was to travel with our kids. And so before quarantine happened, we actually traveled to 22 different cities in all different countries. So I feel pretty lucky about that.
Yeah, yeah. And so it is really an interesting time to be overseas. So are you guys now, as we're recording now in May, are you guys back out of quarantine? Are you able to walk around freely now, or are you still under restrictions there?
They just yesterday extended the emergency measures another 2 weeks. This is their fourth time extending it. However, last week they did open up to allow kids out 1 hour a day. And number two, for the first time on Saturday, they allow you to do individual exercises between 6 a.m. and 10 a.m. in the morning and 8 and 10 p.m. at night. So you can go for a run, which you couldn't do before. But besides that, you're supposed to be in your house, or if you have certain, you're a central worker, or if you have certain things that you need to go into work for. So it's still pretty tight. And they give out tickets to people who break quarantine. And you can't travel. You can't go to second homes. You can't drive on the highway somewhere where you're not supposed to be going. So, you know, we're dying to, you know, get out of this apartment and go somewhere new. And hopefully in the next couple of weeks, we'll be able to.
Wow. Well, good luck with that. How's your wife and kids? How are they dealing with this? Because obviously the plan wasn't to be quarantined when you got over there. So how's everyone handling that?
Just like the rest of the world, we are having our ups and certainly having our downs. You went from 2 hours a day, 3 hours a day, you know, sort of interacting with your kids, you know, in an in-depth level to 24/7. And it's challenging for the kids not, you know, going straight to online learning, you know, getting away from watching, being on their screens, getting them to try to exercise, to want to go out and to stop fighting with each other. And, you know, all that kind of stuff. So we have three kids. So there's been a lot of struggle and a lot of pain, but nothing compared. You know, we're grateful and lucky that we're able to be comfortable in our homes. And so, you know, we're doing our part, staying home and trying to at least get the numbers down so we can get out again.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, we're starting to see a light at the end of the tunnel here in the States, at least in certain states, not everywhere, of course, but you might be, oddly enough, you probably are maybe in a better situation than if you were still in New York City, because it's been so difficult for all of our friends there. So, and now tell us, of course, you've been working remotely, running your company remotely. I've actually had the opportunity to talk to some of your employees while you've been overseas, and they all seem very, they seem like it's going really well. The situation's been great. No one feels like there's been any disconnect. How's it going on your end? How's the leadership aspect been going from this remote perspective? Because so many of us now are having to do that, and you kind of chose to do it.
Yeah, so from a remote perspective, we are already about 2 to 3 days a week. Pretty much half or most of the company was working remotely. So we had systems in place, you know, from Slack to Zoom, you know, Zoom. We had all that kind of set up and we were doing that. But the difference now is everybody's remote. And I can't tell you how much smoother the process is, because when you have some people in a conference room, some people like me doing it from Zoom, it's just not successful. And in a way, we're more engaged. We're more, we actually have, in addition to work stuff, we've been having these wellness Zoom sessions where we talk about parenting, or we talk about, you know, what's, you know, how to make your favorite cocktail. And so in a way we socialize in a different way and in a more deep way than we ever have before. So, and obviously for me, it's just inspiring to see what the team has done. And we had to rebuild some of our platforms though. So it wasn't, there's been some challenges too, because we set up our software to stream from our studio. We had built this expensive studio in our office. We were not set up to stream through, you know, from attorneys, you know, in the way we needed to for credit from anywhere. So we had to rebuild that pretty quickly.
Yeah. And those are the challenges that you don't really think of ahead of time, particularly in our industry, because you had to re-engineer the way you do things, change the process. But I agree with you 100% that everyone being on this equal playing field of us all being remote via Zoom or Skype or whatever it might be, it's easier when you're a leader trying to do your job remotely from far away, because it's just not your big face up on the screen in the conference room while everybody else is in the office together. So now, do you feel like you're going to extend your time overseas? Are you guys excited to get back? What was the plan? When were you going to come back to New York?
It is the million-dollar question. So it's probably not sure right now. We were potentially thinking about staying another year, still potentially thinking of that. And we were giving ourselves till maybe another month or two to see how things play out both here and in the States. And then we'll determine what's best.
Yeah, because I guess in a lot of ways you feel like you've gotten shorted a little bit of all the travel and the good aspects of being overseas.
Yeah, but you know what? Now we have to accept the new reality that we're in. Like, even if we stayed another year, we might be able to explore Spain, which is a beautiful country. Like, beautiful. I can't tell you how surprised I was. Like, how driving around is amazing, from the Pyrenees to down to Costa Sol to Costa Brava. But you're not going to be flying. I don't think you're going to be flying around like we were before, nor are we going to want to. So it's just a different experience. We'll determine when it makes sense.
Yeah. It's kind of hard to make decisions on any of those things right now.
And it's hard when you're so itchy being in quarantine, you know, just getting, you know, you want to just get out of this apartment first and then, you know, make a rational decision after that.
And so when you were talking to us last time, obviously the fast forward mindset has been, your book is out, you've been speaking. And I know one of the things you were going to do when you were overseas there was maybe start to speak at different EO chapters in Europe and network a little bit over there, which obviously probably has been slowed down. How are things going with fast forward mindset? What's the next phase of that for you?
So in a way, things have picked up for the fast forward mindset, because I made the decision while I was here, because we were, like I said, we went to 22 different cities and, you know, we went from Morocco to Portugal to London to Italy to France, you know, all over Spain. That I made the decision that since we were traveling so much as a family, I wasn't going to start traveling to speak. So I started just speaking more locally. And now, then I finally booked myself to speak in the EO chapter here. And then COVID happened. And I did a presentation on how to create a fast forward mindset plan to be more fearless and focused during and after COVID-19. And during the presentation, people actually write, you know, a 1 to 2 page plan on what they want to focus on in the next 90 days. And people loved it. And now I decided I'm going to continue doing that. So I'm now doing it for legal companies, legal tech companies, and other companies that are out there, because I can just literally sit at my desk and take people through it. And it's a really interactive program. I actually do it live with somebody on it. And so it's, in a way, re-energized my ability, because I think now more than ever, people want to be more fearless and focused in their business and their life. So I'm utilizing the principles and the fast forward mindset to help people do that. So I'm actually doubling, tripling down on it.
Oh, that's awesome. That's great to see. And so I think one of the coolest things about this whole process, because again, you're one of those people that I know from serving with you on EO boards and things like that. You're always about kind of pushing the boundaries, getting outside of your comfort zone, doing things that you wouldn't ordinarily do. And that's part of why you went to Barcelona to kind of push yourself outside of that comfort zone. And so much of what you've done over there, you've been journaling. And I think that's a big part of this. And I think it's so much fun to read your journal entries. Tell our audience a little bit about what that experience has been about writing about everything that's going on and where they can find the blog where you're posting all these stories, because I think it's so cool to kind of live it with you.
Yep, thank you. So I decided to post it on fastforwardmindset.com, and I called the blog The First 100 Days because I started thinking about the first 100 days of different things that I've done and how the first 100 days of trying something new outside of your comfort zone can be the first 100 days of the rest of your life. And that was true for me when I became president of EO. That was true for me when I wrote my first book. That was true for me when I trained for my first marathon. And it was also true for me when I had my first 100 days in Barcelona. After those days, I looked back and I was a different person than I was. And writing the blog, I wanted to share my experience. First, it started with, you know, just sharing with your friends and your family. But I also wanted to inspire other people who not only want to travel abroad, but feel sort of stuck in their lives, to show them that how much you can do in 100 days, how different your life can be than it was 100 days before. And you can start at any time. And that's the book that I'm working on now, actually. And it's a buildup from the fast forward mindset, because it's using the principles of the fast forward mindset to make the next 100 days the first 100 days of the rest of your life.
Oh, that's awesome. It's so cool to see you've had a lot of success as a software entrepreneur, but to see that you've leveraged that into this new role of writing content and really writing real books, and the fast forward mindset is excellent. And, you know, getting that out as an audible, like recorded as an audio book, which is super cool. Doing the blog and the journaling, and now working on a second book, you've really kind of evolved into a real content creator too, which is kind of neat to see.
Many of us are here because we can't help it. We couldn't stop it if we wanted to. I know you are the same way. Like, we love not only finding great content, creating great content, sharing it. Like, that's in our bones. And if I wanted to stop, I couldn't. Something is just pushing me to do this. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I totally feel like that. Sometimes I don't think I make any active choices. It just, you feel like this impulse to do something. And then the next thing you know, you spend the next 3 months of your life, 6 months of your life doing it. And you're like, oh, why did
but
I start
especially
that?
But especially in the content game, like when you learn something super interesting, you're like, okay, how can I recreate that and package that and put that out there, or put it out there for free or whatever that is? Like that's your bit. You're living that life. Like, I assume it's just, you could be in any industry. You're in the content industry because something, like you said, pulled you there in a way. And that's and now, of course, the whole world has been pulled into online learning. And that's super exciting in that regard, because we just fast forwarded, I don't know, 10 years into the future, maybe a lot further. Nothing's going to change so quickly in September, because schools are going to need to social distance. So you can't have 30 kids in a classroom. So it's online learning's here to stay in a big way. And so that, to me, is super interesting to focus on, you know, on your podcast. To see what people, you know, what's going to happen over the next 12 months or so.
Yeah. I think it's so fascinating too, because like you said, there's been such a like global change in how we all operate and behave now, and the technology we use. And it would have taken years to get as far as we got in the last couple months. And yeah, for people like us who love to create content, it's a great time to be doing it. So for our audience, if they want to learn more about the content you're putting out there, obviously the Fast Forward Mindset book, the new book coming out, and your blog, where is fastforwardmindset.com? Is that the best place to go?
That, and connect with me on LinkedIn, because I do a lot of content and posts through just LinkedIn, just to keep people updated. And that's where you can see sort of different things that are going on right now. So connect with me and David Schnurman on LinkedIn, go to Fast Forward Mindset. You can email me from there, connect with me there, and I'll be happy to continue the conversation. My email, just if you want to go old school, david@lawline.com, lawline.com.
That's awesome. And then we'll keep all those links in the show notes for all of our listeners so you can connect with Dave directly. And thank you, man, for coming back on. It's always cool to check in, particularly someone like you who's done something totally different in the last year. So thank you for making time, and I'm glad you guys are all safe and healthy over there.
Thanks, John. I'm a huge fan of yours, and I want to keep the conversations going and keep following you and what you're doing.
Awesome. Yeah, absolutely. And to all of our listeners, thank you for being here every week. As you know, we have new episodes coming out every Tuesday and Thursday. So wherever you're listening, be sure to subscribe, leave us comments, and share it with any friends. And until our next episode, happy learning.